Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. The nation celebrates 79th Independence Day with enthusiasm. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists national flag from the ramparts of Red Fort, exhorts countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products. Prime Minister announces major initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy and deep water exploration along with next generation GST reforms. PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana launched for youth along with a high-powered demography mission to prevent any crisis caused by demographic changes. Independence Day also celebrated in states and Indian missions abroad with patriotic fervor. Death toll in cloudburst affected Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir rises to 60. Relief and rescue operations continue in full swing. And the much-anticipated meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to take place in Alaska tonight. And now the news in detail. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi exhorted countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products.
Hum mil karke vocal for local mantra ko har nagrik ke jeevan ka mantra banaye. भारत में बनी हुई भारत के नागरिकों के पसीने से बनी हुई वो चीजें जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो और जो भारत के आत्मनिर्भर के संकल्प को ताकत देता हो हम उसी को खरीदेंगे हम उसी का उपयोग करेंगे ये हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प हो देखते ही देखते हम दुनिया बदल देंगे.
The Prime Minister announced various initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy, deep water exploration, along with next-generation GST reforms. To create a powerful weaponry system to thwart any attempt by enemies, the Prime Minister announced that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra. He said by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized.
A base Sudarshan Chakra mission launch karega. ये मिशन सुदर्शन चक्र एक पावरफुल वेपन सिस्टम दुश्मन के हमले को न्यूट्रलाइज तो करेगा ही करेगा लेकिन कई गुना ज्यादा दुश्मन पर हिट बैक करेगा आने वाले 10 सालों में हम उसको प्रखरता से आगे बढ़ाना चाहते हैं.
The Prime Minister pointed out that a large share of India's budget still goes towards importing petrol, diesel and gas. He announced the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार, गैस के भंडार उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है. इंडिपेंडेंट बनने के लिए ये हमारी महत्वपूर्ण घोषणा है.
Highlighting the dangers of demographic imbalance due to infiltration and illegal migration in border areas, Prime Minister Modi announced the launch of high-power demography mission to address this national security challenge.
मैं आज देश के सामने एक चिंता एक चुनौती के संबंध में आगाह करना चाहता हूं. षड्यंत्र के तहत देश की डेमोग्राफी को बदला जा रहा है और ये घुसपैठिए मेरे देश के नौजवानों की रोजी रोटी छीन रहे हैं. एक घुसपैठिए मेरे देश की बहन बेटियों को निशाना बना रहे हैं. ये बर्दाश्त नहीं होगा और इसलिए मैं आज लाल किले की प्राचीर से कहना चाहता हूं हमने एक हाई पावर डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है.
The Prime Minister said the 21st century is a technology-driven century in the nation which masters technology scales the heights of development. He said government has advanced the work on semiconductors in mission mode.
Aaj semiconductor jo puri duniya ki ek taakat ban gaya hai, hamare baad kai desh semiconductor mein aaj maharat hasil karke duniya mein apni taakat ko prasthapit kar rahe hain. आज हमने उस बोझ से मुक्त होकर के मिशन मोड में सेमीकंडक्टर के काम को आगे बढ़ाया है। 6 अलग अलग सेमीकंडक्टर के यूनिट्स जमीन पर उतर रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi said he will stand like a wall to protect the interests of farmers and fishermen, and India will never compromise on their interests. The Prime Minister announced the rollout of PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country.
Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana aaj hi 15 August ko lagu ho rahi hai. Is yojana ke tahat niji kshetra mein पहली नौकरी पाने वाले नौजवान को 15,000 रुपया सरकार की तरफ से दिए जाएंगे। कंपनियों को भी नए रोजगार देने के अवसर जो भी ज्यादा जुटाएगा उनको भी प्रोत्साहन राशि दी जाएगी। करीब करीब 3.5 करोड़ नौजवानों को रोजगार के नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next generation GST reforms by this Diwali aimed at reducing taxes on daily use items. The Prime Minister saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said it was a demonstration of India's defense self-reliance and proving that national security cannot rely on foreign dependence. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Water Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail.
Bharat ne tay kar liya hai ki nuclear ki dhamkiyon ko ab hum sehne wale nahi hain. Nuclear blackmail lambe arse se chalaya. Ab blackmail nahi saha jayega. Aage bhi agar dushmanon ne ye koshish jari rakhi हमारी सेना तय करेगी, सेना की शर्तों पर, सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं।
The Prime Minister also interacted with special guests invited for the occasion and school students. The event culminated with the national anthem and the release of tricolor balloons. Upon his arrival at the Red Fort, the Prime Minister was received by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth. Thereafter, Mr. Modi received the Guard of Honor. Flower petals were showered at the venue by 2 Mi-17 helicopters, one trooping the national flag and the other trooping a flag depicting Operation Sindoor. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited Rajghat and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. The 79th Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and enthusiasm across the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and passion. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah unfurled the national flag at the iconic Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. In Telangana, the Chief Minister hoisted the national flag on the lawns of Rani Mahal at the historic Golconda Fort this morning. We have a report.
Governor Jishnu Dev Verma unfurled the tricolour at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad, while Chief Minister Revanth Reddy addressed the people from the ramparts of the Golconda Fort at an official ceremonial event. Constitutional and educational institutions hoisted the national flag. Leaders of various political parties unfurled the tricolour at their state party offices, while common people celebrated Independence Day enthusiastically. The tricolour was unfurled in apartment complexes, public roads and others. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Our Imphal correspondent reports that the main celebrations were held at the 1st Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal.
Manipur Governor distributed President's Medals for Distinguished Service and Police Medal for Meritorious Service to the selected police personnel. While addressing the gathering, Governor said that the state government had worked hard to restore normalcy in the state and indicated that a clear timeline has been set for safe and dignified return of internally displaced persons to their homes. He also urged the people of Manipur to work together in a spirit of peace and brotherhood. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 p.m. on 15th August.
Indian missions abroad are celebrating the Independence Day with patriotic fervor. Indian Ambassador to China, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, today hoisted the tricolor as the embassy in Beijing celebrated the Independence Day at a colorful ceremony attended by a large number of the diaspora members. At the Indian Embassy in Tokyo, Ambassador C.B. George hoisted the tricolor and read out President Murmu's address to the nation. In the Maldives, Indian diaspora members are celebrating Independence Day with Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their warm greetings on India's Independence Day. In a social media post, President Murmu thanked Israel President Isaac Herzog and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu for their warm wishes. Prime Minister Modi also thanked France President Emmanuel Macron, Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Tobgay, Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Ramgulam, and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu for the greetings on the occasion of India's 79th Independence Day. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are continuing in Chishoti village of Padar subdivision in Kishtwar district, which was hit by a massive cloud burst yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today announced during his Independence Day speech that the death toll in the calamity has risen to 60, while over 100 people are injured. He said efforts are underway to trace the missing persons. Rescue teams from the NDRF, SDRF and local authorities are on the spot. The annual Machel Mata Yatra has been suspended. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and took stock of the situation. Nagaland Governor La Ganeshan passed away in Chennai this evening. He was 80. He had been undergoing treatment at a hospital in the city and breathed his last at 6:23 p.m. A senior BJP leader, La Ganeshan was appointed governor of Nagaland in February 2023. Earlier, he served as governor of Manipur and also briefly held additional charge of West Bengal. His funeral will be held tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the passing of Nagaland Governor. Five people have died after a wall of a dargah near Humayun's tomb collapsed this evening in New Delhi. Joint Commissioner of Delhi Police Sanjay Jain told media that around 10 people have been injured due to the wall collapse. Informed that police, fire brigade and other departments have started relief and rescue work as soon as the information of the incident was received. There's a much-anticipated meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin is set to take place in Alaska tonight. Russian presidential aide Yuri Ushakov has said the meeting between Putin and Trump will begin with a one-on-one session involving only the two leaders and their interpreters, followed by expanded talks joined by five delegates from each side. Ushakov said the talks will focus on resolving the Ukraine crisis as well as addressing broader tasks for ensuring peace and security and current and most pressing international and regional issues. President Draupadi Murmu has extended warm greetings and wished Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Shri Krishna Janmashtami. In her message on the eve of Janmashtami, the president called it a festival filled with joy and enthusiasm. She said that life and teachings of Bhagwan Shri Krishna inspires people towards self-development and self-realization. The Maharashtra government has officially declared Ganeshotsav as the state festival and issued a government resolution to this effect. As part of the initiative, Bhajan Mandalis will be eligible for a grant of up to 5 crore rupees. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The nation celebrates 79th Independence Day with enthusiasm. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists national flag from the ramparts of Red Fort, exhorts countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products. Prime Minister announces major initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy and deep water exploration along with next generation GST reforms. PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana launched for youth along with a high-powered demography mission to prevent any crisis caused by demographic changes. Independence Day also celebrated in states and Indian missions abroad with patriotic fervor. Death toll in cloudbursts affected Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir rises to 60. Relief and rescue operations continue in full swing. And the much-anticipated meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to take place in Alaska tonight. And that's all in the News at 9. Good night.